From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins. This week I'm absolutely delighted to be talking to John Bartlett, who's one of the co-creators of thementalblocks.com. If you're not aware of that, you soon will be, and I've just asked John to come and share what he's been up to. John.
Hi there, Martin. Thanks very much for inviting me on. The mental blocks, which sounds a little scary, I guess, at first, until people start to realise that it's a way to look at mental health sort of stigma and discrimination using the ever-friendly characters, the Lego minifigures.
Fantastic. So two things. Why? Why now? And why Lego? And for those that haven't seen it, and you're going to have to see it after listening to John, you've got Lego characters, you've got Lego scenery, and you've annotated the scenes you create. So can you tell us about why you've gone down that route and how that's all come about?
Yeah, sure. I'm someone who lives and works with a diagnosis of bipolar disorder. And in the last couple of years, increasingly my sort of coaching and training business has gone towards that sort of area. And I deliver training in such things as mental health first aid, even to the level of suicide prevention. And those things are quite scary for people, I think. And it's also quite a taboo subject. And I'd been fiddling around with different ideas, and I'd been on various trainings, delivering training myself, where I'd been using Lego a little bit to help people get involved in problem solving and the likes of the tactile expression around Lego. Mm-hmm. And I did a piece where I noticed that people actually, we were doing case studies, and we just gave them a little Lego minifigure to represent the Jane Doe of the case study. And I found that people spoke more when they held the little Lego minifigure, and they liked to kind of almost put the character on the board. We were mapping a process, and they really got involved more that way. And that got me thinking about how fun and friendly and engaging Lego is. Also, unlike so many other things, because they're all little yellow people, there's no other real discrimination. You have gender, but you can't tell nationality, you can't tell creed, those sort of things. So it's a very neutral, but also very friendly mechanism. And then I thought, well, that's great. Lego is great, and I can deliver that in a training perhaps, but actually these little guys need to have voice. And so stumbling around in various conversations, I found some software for the iPad which allows me to create essentially what would be a graphic novel panel. So I can have sort of bits of exposition, I can have them thinking things, I can have them talking. And particularly the thinking bubbles make a big difference, because so much of mental health is hidden in the head. People don't have a bandage, or, you know, with being in a wheelchair, that sort of disability, people can easily see that there's something wrong and different. But with mental health, a lot of it's in the thought processes. So I set this up. My co-creator and I worked together on this, even to the point, as you say, constructing Lego sets, even to the point that the current office set, to reflect the fact that it's a bit of a bad time currently in the characters' lives, is kind of a quite manky and dirty, slightly stained walls. We've really gone for the realism of effect a bit. But it gives them a world to inhabit and allows us, I think, to kind of be involved and root for a character without necessarily having to think about someone we particularly know. It kind of depersonalizes it whilst making it so much more human. Oddly,
this is fairly new, isn't it? So have you had any feedback so far on what you've created?
It's one of those things, because we have the Twitter feed at @mental_blocks. That's where it kind of predominantly lives, and on the Mental Blocks website. So I haven't had any comments on the blog yet, but what I have had is lots of really positive feedback in terms of, this is fun and different. I love that you're doing this. I think this is a marriage made in heaven. All kinds of things like that, where people have just really gone, why has nobody thought of this before? It makes perfect sense to have these perfect little characters have their own world. And the groundswell of opinion, I mean, every time I look at the account, I see more and more followers. So it seems to be getting its own success. And to the point where organisations I do advocacy work with, I didn't sort of tip them off beforehand. So Mind, the charity, or Time to Change, but they've started to pick it up and run with it as well. So yeah, it's been very positive thus far.
Now, forgive me for not knowing enough about the area of mental health training, but this sounds like a really innovative approach Is that how it sits? It sounds like it's a different way of being able to engage people, not only in the room, so you can you're already using this stuff, and in some senses the use of Lego in the room has led you to do this online, but it has a whole different life now in the digital space.
Yeah, so, in some ways, from a training perspective, it's really economical in terms of actually I can use the images I'm creating for the Twitter and the website. They can kind of make their way into slides or discussion pieces in trainings. And the idea before I went to a Twitter feed was around actually having the Lego houses, some of the bigger, more complex ones, kind of hinge open, or you can lift their lids off, the roofs off. And the idea was around examining stigma. And so most people, for example, think that most mental health conditions are treated in a hospital. But for many people, that's not the reality. They're treated in the workplace or the home in the broader community. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to kind of almost be able to open up the building and go, okay, what type of stigma lives here? And even hospitals, you know, people who attempt their own lives are very often stigmatized when they end up in A&E, if their attempt is discovered. People in doctors and nurses will tell them they're time wasters, which is probably the last thing they need to hear, having just survived a suicide attempt. And this relates back to the point I made earlier about actually people involve more when they can actually play with things. So the idea is that we have a lot of different Lego torsos that you're not seeing in the Twitter and the website, so that people will be able to build their own version of someone who roughly represents themselves and almost get into the town, the little Lego town, to talk about, okay, if I put my character here, what stigma will I encounter? So it's the idea of personas that you see used a lot in training, but making it much more real for people.
Yeah, I love that thinking. We know that play, especially when we're younger, enables us to explore. Mm-hmm. And so just using that idea of exploration of stigma in this way, I find absolutely fascinating. I mean, also I'm a I like Lego, and I think and it's making me I've got another question around Lego the company. Have you talked to them about this at all? Do they know what you're up to?
Yes and no. I've contacted Lego and I've spoken to their education arm, who absolutely love the idea, but because they deal with school age training and the Mindstorms, the robotic setups and things, they're like, we love it, but it's not us you need to talk to. And I actually live very near to Lego's UK head office. So I've been in touch and I'm waiting for them to come back to me with the right person to talk to. But I've spoken to customer services and everybody I've spoken to in Lego is like, we love what you're doing, but it's not us you need to talk to. So, and that's part of the reason why the name ended up being the Mental Blocks. And I must credit Simon Heath, who I know you know as well, Martin. I was struggling with the name for this to move it onto Twitter. And he said to me, well, John, you're experiencing a mental block. And I think therein is the answer to your problem. So credit where credit's due. Whilst I've come up with a lot of the creative impetus behind it, it was someone who was stood back from it, who could see it. Simon could see where we needed to go with it. So I must give him correct credit for the coming up with the name.
Great. Now, final question. Where is it all going? What's it? Will you be doing this every week? And you're developing stories, but where next?
Okay. Sure. We have the two characters, Nick and Amy, that you've already seen, one of whom is very openly presenting with a mental health problem, one of whom is struggling about whether to disclose. There are other characters to be introduced. Today's one actually includes some of the co-workers in the office. Linda and Ellie are on screen for the first time. There are other managers. There's an HR manager all ready to go. So we have that sort of direction, but also we're going to try and bring a little slight irreverence to it. I mean, mental health is a subject which is obviously very, very serious, but I think sometimes a lightness of touch will make a difference. So with some of the current minifigures, we have other characters such as there's a judge, there's a jester, there's painters and decorators, actors. And we're going to try and use that from a kind of an archetype perspective that, in fact, perhaps we judge ourselves very harshly, or we're playing a role when we come to work sometimes. So you're going to see perhaps Nick and Amy perhaps with different bodies based on the fact they feel that they're acting, or they feel that they're in a tough situation. So I don't want to spoil too much, but they won't always be dressed as they are in order to introduce different archetypes and ways of being. And we're looking at probably 2 to 3 images a week, nothing too serious and demanding. So it'll be a kind of a slow burn and a slow build. But because it's on the website, people will be able to kind of go back and check back into it. And I will just say, if people want to use the images, feel free to download them from the blog. Please just give us due credit, obviously. But if it prompts a conversation in your workplace, absolutely use those images.
John, thank you ever so much for just sharing your thinking and the project as well. You can find it all at thementalblocks.com.
Yep.
So, John, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thanks very much, Martin. Pleasure to be here.
From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.